Hello, and welcome to Bite Size Revision, the podcast that helps you ace your GCSE food preparation and nutrition exam. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a fascinating topic that's crucial for top marks, sensory evaluation. You might think it's just about whether food tastes nice, but examiners are looking for a much deeper scientific understanding. This is where you can really impress. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the science of taste and flavor, explore the exact testing methods you need to know, and share some insider tips to help you avoid common pitfalls. By the end of this episode, you'll have the confidence to describe, analyze, and evaluate like a true food scientist. Let's get started. Short musical transition. First, let's tackle the biggest misconception. Many candidates use taste and flavor interchangeably, but they are not the same. This is a classic error that costs marks. Taste, or gustation, happens on your tongue. Your tongue is covered in taste buds that can detect 5 and only 5 basic tastes. Can you name them? They are sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. That's it. Marks are always awarded for correctly identifying these 5. Now, flavor is the main event. It's a combination of that taste from your tongue and, crucially, the food's aroma. Aroma, or olfaction, is detected by your nose. In fact, aroma accounts for about 80% of what we perceive as flavor. Think about when you have a cold. Food tastes bland, right? That's because your sense of smell is blocked. So for top marks, flavor equals taste plus aroma. Examiners want you to use precise, technical language. Instead of nice, use specific organoleptic qualities. That's a great term to use. It refers to the properties we can assess with our senses. For texture, you could say crunchy, creamy, viscous, or brittle. For appearance, glossy, vibrant, or golden brown. For aroma, fragrant, zesty, or even rancid if something's off. Using this vocabulary shows the examiner you have a sophisticated understanding. Okay, let's move on to the practical side. How do food scientists actually measure these qualities? You need to know 3 key types of tests. First, preference tests. These are also called hedonic tests. They are all about opinion. Which product do consumers prefer? The most common one is the paired preference test. You're given 2 samples, let's say X and Y, and you simply choose which one you like more. It's great for market research, like finding out which new biscuit recipe customers prefer. Second, discriminatory tests. These are all about facts. Can a taster spot the difference between products? The key one to remember is the triangle test. A taster is given 3 samples. 2 are identical and 1 is different. They have to identify the odd one out. This is brilliant for quality control, for example, to check if a new, cheaper ingredient has changed the product's flavor. Third, we have grading or profiling tests. These don't ask about preference or difference, they ask for a detailed description. The most important example here is the star diagram. A taster rates a product on several specific sensory attributes, like sweetness, crunchiness, aroma intensity, and so on, usually on a scale of 1 to 5. You plot these points on a star-shaped chart. When you compare 2 products, the one with the larger overall shape is more intense in its sensory profile. Examiners love asking you to interpret these. Short musical transition. Now for the exam tips. When a question asks you to describe how to carry out a fair sensory test, you must mention the controlled conditions. Think CODE, C-oding, odor, D-rinks, E-environment. For full marks, you need to state that samples must be presented using random 3-digit codes to prevent bias. The order of tasting should be randomized. Drinks, specifically water or plain crackers, must be provided to cleanse the palate between samples. And the environment should be controlled. Think quiet, isolated booths with neutral lighting to stop tasters from being influenced by color or other people. And here's a common mistake to avoid. Never, ever use subjective words like nice or horrible in your analysis. The examiner wants objective, descriptive language. Instead of the cake was nice, write, the cake had a moist, open texture and a rich, chocolatey aroma. That's where the marks are. Short musical transition. All right, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Let's go. Question 1. What are the 5 basic tastes? Pause. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Question 2. What is the scientific term for the sense of smell? Pause. Olfaction. Question 3. Which test would you use to see if consumers prefer a new recipe? Pause. A paired preference test. Question 4. What are two essential controls for a fair sensory test? Pause. Any two from? Random, three-digit codes, palate cleansers like water, controlled lighting, or isolated booths. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen again. Retrieval practice is key. Short musical transition. So, let's summarize. Today we've learned that flavor is a combination of taste and aroma. We've covered the three main types of sensory tests: preference, discriminatory, and grading. And we've learned the crucial CODE for setting up fair tests. Remember to use that specific scientific vocabulary to impress the examiners and secure those top grades. You've got this! Thanks for listening to Bite Size Revision. Join us next time for another deep dive into GCSE food preparation and nutrition. Happy revising! Upbeat, welcoming music fades in and then out.